It's time now for a house call from our resident health and wellness expert, Dr. Tracy Linhart from Peaks of Health Metabolic Medical Center. Call now for questions for the doctor, 1-855-265-2929. Now here's Pete O'Shea and Dr. Tracy.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Thanks so much for being on board here with us on the Pete O'Shea Show. It's right here for you on your neighborhood inspiration station, AM 1110 WTIS. I'm your buddy Pete. I got my pal Ivan on the board today. Actually, Kathy's on the board. Wait a minute. I can't even see who's over there. Let me hold on a second. Wait a second. I got to put my glasses back on.
Yeah, oh, okay. Kathy.
Yeah, I got it. No, well, because we're taping this and it's going to be aired on Wednesdays. So, yes, it's going to be Kathy. It's Ivan right now. But when we actually play the show, it's going to be Kathy. You follow?
Are we redoing it now?
No, we're not. We're just going to keep going. That's all right.
Okay.
It's okay. Every once in a while, it's all right that we can tape one in advance. Dr. Tracy Linhart is here with us now from Peaks of Health Metabolic Medical Center in Largo. Go to peaksofhealth.com or you give her a call, 727-826-0838. Dr. Linhart, how are you?
I'm good.
Good. So Tiffany had her 10th birthday. Let's wish her a happy birthday.
I know.
Your daughter Tiffany, 10 years old, huh?
I can't believe it. Double digits.
Wow. Cool. All right. This week, we want to talk about what?
We're going to talk about vitamin D since the flu season's coming up.
Okay. This is the flu season. Let's first start with that. Why is this the flu season? Why does flu have a season?
Well, one of the reasons is, you know, thought processes in winter, we're not out in the sun as much. And so on northern areas, northern states, the vitamin D levels go significantly low. So people get exposed to it. So there's two seasons. So it's that spring, summer, and then there's that winter.
Isn't it also that, and I'm just guessing here now, because we spend more time inside, more germs get captured inside and they're not getting out as much. The door isn't open as much.
We're
more exposed. So vitamin D plays a huge role in that, right?
Vitamin D plays a huge role. We actually use it in our office. You know, when people come in sick, we'll actually give them an injection of a fairly high dose of vitamin D. Because in some, you know, we can actually give those high doses and get them to stimulate their immune system. And therefore, they're actually, you know, fighting it similar to an antibiotic without getting an antibiotic.
Wow, that's interesting. Now, one of the things you taught me about vitamin D, which I love sharing with people, I love showing how smart I am sometimes, but it's really not me, it's you that's really smart, and I just learned it from you, is that vitamin D
is not a vitamin.
Wow. Okay, you guys heard that? Vitamin D is not a vitamin. It is a hormone.
It is a pro-hormone, so therefore it acts similar to a hormone.
A pro-hormone, which acts similar to a hormone, which is not really a vitamin, though.
It's not a vitamin. It was just discovered after vitamin C.
So it was discovered like the next day after vitamin C, so they just called it vitamin D?
Yeah, because they didn't know what else to do with it. No, we actually discovered a little over 10 years ago that it was a hormone, not a vitamin.
Okay, so originally it was thought to be a vitamin. But it turns out that it's a hormone. What's the difference? How did you know? How were they able to determine the difference?
Well, hormones act differently in the body. They actually go from one part to another and tell the body what to do. It also can alter the DNA expression where vitamins cannot. Vitamins are nothing but cofactors that drive reactions. So when we realized that vitamin D was linked into gene expression and that, you know, in vitamins, we cannot make them. We have to ingest them. And in vitamin D, we can actually make it through our skin. So that, you know, when they started discovering all of that, then they kind of realized that it's not actually really a vitamin.
Mm-hmm. But that's a pretty good, like, trivia question on you know, you can play with people,
you
know.
Jeopardy.
Yeah, it's like on Jeopardy. Look at it. He's even, Ivan's got the Alex Trebek face on.
I mean Kathy.
You ever notice too how he like acts all smug because he has the answers right there? It's really not cool, Alex Trebek, that he does that.
He has the computer too.
Yeah, he does. He has the computer right in front of him. All right, so again, what different parts of what is vitamin D useful for in our bodies?
Well, vitamin D does a lot of things in our bodies. We just thought it was one of the things that allowed us to absorb calcium, and it does. It helps us absorb calcium into the bloodstream so that we can eventually deposit it into our bones. But it's also associated with insulin resistance. So it actually turns on and turns off the diabetes gene, turns on and turns off the fat gene, affects our immune system, is a precursor to autoimmune disease. So low vitamin D level, is one of the things that's a risk factor for autoimmune disease.
So again, vitamin D could be preventive in that measure. If you see it in somebody's, like, say, genetic makeup, or you see it in their history, you can get them on vitamin D and prevent diabetes from occurring.
You know, what's really interesting about that is even type 1 diabetes, which is known to be autoimmune disease, they did a study in Finland where they have really low vitamin D levels because they have no sun. And they started giving the infants.
Did they like sell their portion of the sun, or they just don't have any?
They're
right?
very close yeah. to the equate North Pole. But in any case, what they did is they actually gave these infants vitamin D for 2,000 units a day for their life. You know, and it was a 20-year study. They had a 90% reduction of type 1 diabetes.
Is that right?
90%. It was that significant.
Wow. So what about somebody like me who's insulin resistant and was in that diabetes range? You got me on D-Zorb. I take it every day. So talk to me about that.
Yeah, we keep your vitamin D level at a optimal level. And again, you know, when we look at vitamin D levels, most of the doctors will look at it and it's 32 and you're normal. Well, 32 is enough to prevent rickets. So when we look at these ranges that we're given as normal, the low end of the range is enough to prevent the disease that occurs from the deficiency of the vitamin. It's not enough to do what the vitamin actually does for you, but it's enough to prevent the disease.
Wow, that's a really big distinction, isn't it?
It is a huge distinction. So when, you know, these people walk around with a 15 vitamin D level, you know, they don't even have enough to prevent softening of their bones or bow-leggedness, you know, and they're really susceptible to a lot of other diseases.
So again, this goes to what you say all the time and what you do, metabolic, functional, or integrative medicine. We're not looking for just the normal. We want the optimal.
We want the optimal because, again, if you look at the ranges, at 40, you start hardening your bones up, so you decrease your fractures. At 45, it's been shown that, you know, you increase your fine motor coordination, so you're less likely to have a fall. You know, so women with lower levels are more likely to have falls and break their hips and things like that.
All right, so tell me some of the other things that vitamin D is involved in your body.
Cancer. It's heavily involved in increasing natural killer cells in the body that prevent cancer. So again, studies on cancer show if your vitamin D level is optimal, meaning above 60, you have an 80% risk reduction of things like prostate cancer, breast cancer, certain colon cancers, certain lung cancers. So it's one of the things we actually treat some of our cancers with is vitamin D to kind of stimulate their immune system.
Those are two huge numbers you just threw out. 90% reduction rate of diabetes and now 80% on cancer. That's not just like a little bit.
That's huge.
Yeah, that's huge. So again, that other one in Finland was 20-year study. So those people getting 20 years worth of a real amount, a dosage of D, to be at optimal level, they're going to be a lot healthier than the people who have it. Just that simple.
Exactly. You know, and same thing with Tiffany. She's rarely ever been to the pediatrician other than her yearly physicals. And we've had her on vitamin D since she was an infant.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And so it's something, again, that this goes back to, again, what you say. We need to be preventive instead of reactive. So knowing that our bodies are going to start to need more and more D as we get older, and knowing that it's involved in so many of the functions and so many of the things in the prevention area, let's get out in front of it and start giving our children the D right from the beginning.
Yeah, I mean, we actually do recommend that to our patients, and we actually measure levels, you know, because there is the ability to become toxic on vitamin D. So it is a case of optimal levels and watching them. If our patients start going too high, we back them off. And, you know, D is absorbed into the fat system. So again, the more fat cells someone has, the more vitamin D they utilize. So they might need really high doses. They tell us we need 800 to 1,000, you know, units a day. My patients are needing between 5 and 10,000 a day. So, you know, again, it's, you know, you measure somebody taking 2,000 units of vitamin D a day and they're, you know, still really low.
But also, it goes to another part of what you say, and you've taught me over the years with what, how you practice, is that the optimum level isn't, or what's needed to get to the optimum level isn't the same in each person.
It isn't. Some people may need 2,000 units a day, and they pop right up. Other people, because they might have something going on, say they do have insulin resistance, and they need more vitamin D to overcome the insulin resistance. Say they do have an underlying infection in their body that they're utilizing their vitamin D for that infection. You know, so at different times, those levels can be different.
All right, so low vitamin D is also associated with beta cell dysfunction.
Beta cell dysfunction are the cells in the pancreas that actually make insulin. So that's where your insulin resistance comes in. It also is affected with the actual, how the insulin actually works at the cell level. But it's affected, it affects the pancreas and how well it actually makes the insulin.
This is huge. Vitamin D is a big, important thing, isn't it?
Vitamin D is huge, yes.
Affects more than 200 genes?
200 different genes now we know that has an expression on. So we're not just talking about, you know, the obesity gene and the diabetic gene. It affects a lot of different genes, you know, whether it be in the immune system, the cancer genes, or, you know, again, people who have vitamin D, when we give them vitamin D, they have back pain and all of a sudden their back pain goes away. They have may have neuropathy and their neuropathy can go away. So it's just amazing some of the things, you know, simple things that people will realize just with something that simple.
All right, let's talk about a couple of misnomers. One of the misnomers is just drink milk and you get plenty of vitamin D. That's not necessary. necessarily true, is it?
No, actually, the vitamin D they put in milk is vitamin D2, and unless you can convert it to its active form, then it doesn't do you much good.
And even the ones that we say or we're told, oh yeah, do liver oils or do sweet potatoes, it's still just a small amount of what you need in the D, right?
It is quite a small amount. And any of the food sources that we get our vitamin D from is vitamin D2. And that's what's found in food sources. And then our body has to actually convert it to D3 for it to be active.
All right, let's do the big misnomer before we go to break about D. All right, all this with the little thing is you stick your arm out the window and get plenty of sun, or those guys that are up on roofs all day long and they're getting plenty of sun, they're all set with their D.
Actually, the misnomer is, it's technically true. However, we have one little problem that occurred over the years. You know, you can get vitamin D from the sun, you know, daily, but you have to be able to sweat in the sun. And the other thing is you can't shower for about 48 hours. So we have a tendency to take showers every day.
But who does?
Most people.
Oh, okay.
But the thing is, vitamin D gets washed off and it takes about 48 hours to absorb through the skin. So if we, you know, take a shower with some soap and water, we've washed it off and it didn't absorb. So my construction workers, you know, that have these beautiful tans and everything because they're out in the sun all day, they have really low levels most of the time.
Well, and they think they don't because they're told
they they're pretty
right,
good.
Because they're, oh, you just go out in the sun, you get all the D. No, but again, unless you don't shower for 2 days, it gets washed off and your skin can't absorb it.
Exactly.
See, look what we already learned here. It's not even a vitamin. It's a hormone. It's not necessarily you can get it from milk, and it's definitely not necessarily you get it just from going out in the sun. All right, we'll take our break. We'll come back. We'll continue talking about this. We continue our house call with Dr. Tracy Lenhart here as part of the Pete O'Shea Show on your neighborhood inspiration station, AM 1110 WTIS. I love you, and I love Jesus.
Hi, I'm Catherine Neal, a lawyer with the law firm of Carey, Leisure & Neal. I'm a board-certified civil trial lawyer. That means I'm an expert in my field. I practice in the areas of personal injury and wrongful death, and I've been practicing for over 10 years. Our firm has a combined experience in the areas of personal injury and wrongful death for over 30 years. Carey, Leisure & Neal also has a family law department, so if you need help, give us a call at 727-799-3900 or visit our office in Clearwater at 622 Bypass Drive, Suite 100. Check us out on Facebook or on our website at Carey & Leisure.
Have you lost your get up and go? Are you noticing drier skin and thinning hair? Is your weight going up but your diet the same? Do you feel you could have a thyroid problem but told your test results are normal? For the most comprehensive evaluation available, call Dr. Tracy Lenhart today at Peaks of Health Metabolic Medical Center, 727-826-0838. 727-826-0838. Call Dr. Tracy Lenhart today.
Final arrangements. Are you prepared? If not, call Wayne Bright at Wilson Funeral Home in Tampa. Wayne and his staff can assist you in planning all of your prearranged funeral needs. They offer traditional and non-traditional funeral services with available cremation and can even handle any shipping you may require. They are conveniently located at 3000 North 29th Street in Tampa. Call Wayne today at 813-248-6125. That's 813-248-6125. Or visit our webpage at wilson-funeralhome.com. Wilson Funeral Home. You're not just our client, you're our boss.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Thanks so much for being on the board here with us on the Pete O'Shea Show right here on your neighborhood inspiration station, AM 1110 WTIS. I'm your buddy Pete. I got my pal Kathy on the board, who looks conspicuously like Ivan right now, but that's only because we've taped this show on Tuesday and we're airing on Wednesday. Do you guys follow along with that? Have we given that away? Oh, he just flipped his hair back. Did you notice that?
Oh, yeah. The hair looks wonderful.
You look beautiful today, Kathy. Back here with our house call with Dr. Tracy Lenhart, the medical director of Peaks of Health Metabolic Medical Center in Largo. They have a great interactive website where you can learn quite a bit just by going on peaksofhealth.com. And if you want to make an appointment, you want to get your life saved like my life was saved by this wonderful doctor, then you call 727-826-0838. I was talking about how vitamin D is not actually a vitamin at all. It's a hormone. It's involved in over 200 genes. It's involved in so many processes in your body. Calcium, everything, all these other things. Let's get into some of the things, Doc. What are some of the conditions associated with a deficiency in vitamin D?
Well, obviously we know osteoporosis because that's the big one we always think about with vitamin D. But things like heart disease, cardiovascular disease, and we already talked about insulin resistance, metabolic syndrome, which is part of insulin resistance, depression, believe it or not.
Depression?
Yeah. And we already talked about breast, colon cancer, prostate cancer, upper respiratory infections. And again, that's one of the reasons why we're talking about it, flu season. You know, studies have shown that if your vitamin D level is over 70, you won't get influenza if you're exposed. And they did that study with healthy people. They actually, injected the influenza up their, they sprayed it up their nose.
Oh.
And the ones,
that can't be fun.
No, it can't be fun. But the ones with the vitamin D levels above 70 did not come down with it.
And even when they sprayed it right up in the,
when they directly sprayed it into their nasal passages.
Wow. You said osteoporosis, that's a brittling of the bones, right?
That is, you're right. When the bones decalcify, meaning the calcium comes out of the bones, so they can become more brittle and they break.
Wow. Okay. So, again, if you don't have enough D, the calcium can't be absorbed in your blood system.
Right. The vitamin D helps your body. Vitamin D and magnesium help your body absorb the calcium into the system. And then vitamin K helps put it into the bones.
That's interesting. You've said that to me before, how certain vitamins and then, other hormones have to work together as a team. So, D, K, and magnesium kind of work as a team, huh?
Yeah, they do. Vitamin A is in there, too. So, again, if you're deficient in any of this, that can lead to, bone fractures and problems.
So people should come in on a regular basis and get their vitamin D checked and see where they're at.
We check our patients. We always check patients initially when we see them. And then if they're low, we follow them. If they're not low and they're normal because they're already on vitamin D, we'll follow them every 6 months to a year to watch their levels. But if our patients are low, we follow them periodically to watch, the replacement that we're giving them. If somebody's really low, I'll give them 50 or 100,000 units in an injection just to get them up there.
Really?
Yeah, especially for our weight loss patients, because it stimulates the weight loss. So it allows us to kind of open up those fat channels for them.
But again, this isn't something they should do themselves, because you mentioned a minute ago, you can't overdo. You can do too much and get toxic from having too much D in your system.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty hard to do, but you can become toxic from that, So again, still we watch those levels. And what happens if your vitamin D levels get too high, then the calcium gets into the bone, gets into the bloodstream, so you get high calcium levels.
Right, but my point is, don't go to GNC and just buy some D, what I'm saying?
If you're going to take anything more than 2,000 or 4,000 units a day, you need to have your levels measured.
And you need to get the right kind of D.
You need to get the right kind of D, because, again, if you're going to use high-dose vitamin D, you got to make sure you use vitamin K with it and the right kind of vitamin K so that calcium that gets into the bloodstream goes into the bone, because you don't want it going into your heart valves. You don't want it to go into your coronary arteries.
Wow. So this is important stuff, guys. You got to really pay attention here. And now you've also told me that there were a lot of studies done about the use of vitamin D and how that works. Tell me a little bit about some of the information you got.
There are 10 studies. The one we talked about the influenza, there's a study with calcium and vitamin D resulting in decrease in overall fractures by 8% and hip fractures by up to 16%. And again, that's the combination. There's vitamin D being used, as far as insulin resistance and diabetes is concerned. There in women, this was an interesting study. Deficient women have a 253% increased risk of colon cancer when they're deficient in vitamin D.
That's a big number.
That is huge. I was really surprised about that. Here, another study indicated 142% reduction in heart attacks if the vitamin D is below the level. So again, this is, vitamin D. And again, I think this is part of the calcium system.
Wow. So these studies prove beyond a shadow of a doubt there's a significant correlation between major diseases and a deficiency in vitamin D.
Exactly. I mean, you'd be surprised if the different diseases with different nutrient deficiencies that occur. But, this one's been one of the big ones. I mean, there was, a couple studies that, again, vitamin D deficiency in women, 222% increased risk of breast cancer. And again, when we talked about it was an 80% risk reduction, this is the increased risk if it's low. So, I mean, those are huge numbers for females. Again, a lot of different things. Prostate cancer for men, 52% reduction of prostate cancer, if the levels are above certain levels, and up to 80% if they're higher.
So is it just me, or until I met you as a metabolic physician, I didn't know anything about vitamin D. My other doctors all over the years, everybody talks about C and B, but no one ever, D's not getting enough play here.
Well, I mean, it was getting a huge play for a long time. And then a couple, you know, articles came out that said, oh, it was all hoopla and everything. And, you know, those articles have, again, been debunked, but it does the damage. They were using the wrong kind. They were looking at D2. They weren't looking at D3. And, you know, when they try to manipulate that data, it can really, you know, kind of throw things off the rails a little bit.
All right, break that down for me. So there's three kinds of D then?
Well, you have, you know, vitamin D2, which is found in our food sources. And, you know, the same thing, when they actually do these studies, you have to look at really what they're looking at. You have to look at whether they're looking at the activated form. What kind did the patient get? Did they get the proper kind? Could they convert it properly? There was a study also on vitamin E saying the vitamin E wasn't any good. Well, they were using alpha tocopherol, which is a for a specific kind of vitamin E, but our body uses gamma. So how in the world do we know whether that's going to work for us? Because all the studies on gamma show significant improvement. So it's really knowing what that study is showing and reading through it.
Okay, and then there's a D3?
D3 is the activated form. So that is what we utilize in our bodies as its active form. So when you actually take vitamin D, most of the vitamin D you're going to find over the counter is vitamin D3.
Okay, and that's so that's a manufactured version of it?
Well, actually, it's a produced version. You know, it's identical to the actual vitamin. And they, you know, what they're doing is they're actually harvesting the actual active form. So it's the isomer. So it's how they actually produce it is in that active form that our body utilizes.
And for the most part, we take vitamin D in an oral pill, right?
Most of the time we take it in an oral pill. It can be done in drops. It can be done by injection. So there's many ways to take it. You know, we have multiple different ones in our office. If we're giving really high doses, we either give what you take as D-Zorb, and that's for better absorption because it's an oil already because it's a fat absorbed nutrient. And then other times we'll give it what we call ADK. That is vitamin A, vitamin D, and vitamin K. And that's my person that I think may be low in vitamin K, or I'm giving really high doses too, and I need to get that K up there so that vitamin D goes in the right place.
So have you seen some patients that you're like, oh man, I just got to get this person on the right amount of D and they're going to be feeling fine? And every doc who told them they were sick, or didn't know what was wrong, said it was in their head and there was nothing wrong with them, all we had to do is give them the right level of vitamin D and they're feeling a lot better.
Well, they do start feeling better, you know, and it's amazing when you give that injection where their energy levels start popping up, because it is related into chronic fatigue syndrome, and mainly because most of those illnesses or the people who are heavily fatigued usually have some underlying infection in there. These people have really low vitamin D levels for a reason. Their bodies have utilized it trying to fight these illnesses, so their immune system is so suppressed. And so when we give them that injection and kind of get that immune system going a little bit, they do feel better. Our weight loss patients, because it's so linked into obesity, we give them that injection and all of a sudden they can lose weight a lot easier, you know. So it's really turning off that fat gene and turning on that fat burning gene for us.
Wow. So again, it's just a great tool in your toolbox. And again, for different people, it's going to have a different need. There's going to be a different reason why they need it. There's a different optimal. And that's why you treat each patient like the snowflake that they are, right?
Exactly. I mean, some people feel wonderful when their levels get up to 60. Some people, you know, if I have a patient with an autoimmune disorder, I have a patient with a cancer or something, I'm going to get their level up to 80 or 90. So again, it depends on what their, you know, conditions are as to how high I want to put it.
Right. So again, this is all important stuff that you can learn from Dr. Tracy Lenhart. And again, I want you to go to the website, peaksofhealth.com. Learn all about what she does, what integrative metabolic functional medicine is. It's a unique experience, one like you've never experienced in your entire life. And when you're ready for it, when you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, and you want to feel better like I did, what you'll do is you'll call 727-826-0838 and make your appointment immediately. Dr. Lenhart, as always, thank you. I learned something from you every single time. And thanks again for saving my life.
Thank you.
That's our show today, boys and girls. We hope you've enjoyed it. We'll be back tomorrow at 3 o'clock with the Pete O'Shea Show. Until then, I mean this more than you know, more than I can ever properly articulate. I love you, and I love Jesus. Thank you so much, Kathy. Have a beautiful and blessed day, everybody.